This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is National Newspaper Week, 83rd annual celebration by the Newspaper Association managers around America. And the managing editor of the News Review, Sana Godfrey, strolling over to talk about newspapers. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
A little different to be on the radio?
It is very different to be on the radio.
Now, so is this your, what, second time?
I think so, yes.
Wow. So this year the theme is In Print, Online, For You, Newspapers Your Way. And I'm curious, because I have no idea what the answer to this is, and I love answering or asking questions like this, is how did you ever get to be a newspaper reporter originally?
Well, I was really interested in reporting from a very early age. I worked for my newspaper when back in middle school and in high school, and then just continued through college. I tried magazines, a little radio broadcasting, television news, but I really enjoyed the in-depth reporting of newspapers, and that's why I'm here.
So where were you at when you were doing that in school?
I went to the University of Oregon.
And so you did some radio there?
Very little, but yes, I tried.
And what was it about newspaper reporting that attracted you?
So I like how newspapers can dig deeper, look at the data, get all the public records, and try to get many sides of a different story and really tackle problems in print that way, where often other media, especially like television, you get 30 seconds to tell a story, and that's sometimes just not enough time. And so that's why I really like newspapers. You can really dig deep into the issues.
It's interesting because as long as I've done radio, and I've only done news for about 15 years, you know, as a full-time thing, although I did little bits of it, filling in for other people along the way at other places. I worked in Portland and down here. One of the things, though, is that each medium has, you know, some advantages. You know, television, there it is. There's the picture. There's what's happening right now, and especially with the technology. I remember the first time I really got particularly entranced with that was, well, I'm sure there were times when I was younger with some of the things that were going on in the world then, but in more recent times was the big flood down in New Orleans, when Katrina hit, and just watching that. And I stayed up late one night, and I shouldn't have done that probably, but I just stayed up and watched it get worse. And so you could see it. On the radio, though, sometimes the ability to go live to a situation, you don't need a lot of technology, especially these days. It's as quick as a phone, and somebody could be standing there while something's happening. But the newspaper, yeah, you've got the opportunity to dig deep and to have longer conversations. And so it seems like each form of media has kind of got some advantages.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about new media, I think you know this as well on the radio, is that we have all these different platforms that we can use too. In addition to just our newspaper in print, we have our online edition, we have a YouTube channel, we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook. We can do photo series that we may not be able to do in print. We can do on Instagram and show of all of those beautiful photos that we're taking at some of the events. We can go live to events with just our cell phones and report live. So, yes, each media has its own advantages, and we're still very much a newspaper and in print, but we're also starting to explore all those different options that we have and trying to, you know, take a little bit from each and put that on our website and make our online products a combination of all those different media.
Well, it really is, over time, it has become just a whole different world in what media can do and how people access media, you know, whether it's online or in print. Talk about some of your staff and some of the places they go to cover things.
Yeah, so we cover all of Douglas County. We have almost a full staff right now, so many of our listeners probably know Tom Eggers. He's been on our sports staff for years now. He tries to go to as many football games as he possibly can, goes all throughout the county. We have Donovan Brink and Gloria Coleman. They're both part-time sports reporters. They help out as much as they can. I know Donovan went to a Glide cross country meet. Gloria was actually a college swimmer, so I'm excited to see what her reporting will be in during swim season. And then we have Hannah. She is our a business reporter, an A&E reporter, and she's covering a lot of court and crime cases. Drew Winkelmeyer, he is covers our military section. He covers the health, and he's starting to get a little bit more into government reporting. And then we have Scott, who is a full-time or our part-time housing reporter, but that's all he reports on is the housing in Douglas County. And we go everywhere in Douglas County, whether it's Reedsport, Elkton, Glendale, we go throughout the county and we try and visit those places in person, not just make phone calls, but actually go to where the story is.
And with that size of staff, you can do all that and get those pictures and talk to the people while things are happening as well. Now, you've also got your news editor that works with you.
Yeah, we also have Erica Reynolds. She's our news editor. She gets to decide whether the reporters go to certain events or what events we need to go to, what events we should go to, and what events are maybes. And that's a tough call to make, but she's the one who makes that call. And we have Will Geschke, who is our multimedia reporter. He does a lot of our video, our photography, and he's in charge of our special sections.
And then you've got one other person does some photography, and then this whole thing of assembling a paper is kind of intriguing to watch.
It is, yes, it's a lot of fun. It's when all the parts come together. That's Nathan Miller. He puts it all together at the end. He gets all the stories, all the photos, and he, with help from all of us, gets to decide what gets to how it appears on the front page and what it looks like.
And that's such a different process than assembling a radio newscast. You know, it's like, okay, if I don't get to a story, I don't get to a story in that segment. But you've got to figure out, you know, how to put it all together so that you can print it and have it look the way you want it to.
Exactly, yes. And we try to make sure all of our stories have photos to go along with them or some other kind of art. Sometimes that's graphics or statistics or quotes. Yep.
What has changed since you've been in the newspaper world?
Oh, a lot has changed. When I started here, we had one photographer for the entire newspaper. Now, I mean, we have Will, who does a lot of our photography and videography, but all of our reporters need to take photos. Everybody needs to be able to know how to post on social media. We all need to be, you know, multi-talented and do a lot of different things. And the newspaper is just in so many different formats and so many different ways that people get the news.
As we watch industries evolve, newspaper as radio has, of course, what about the aspect of being locally owned versus what you see from some of your colleagues in other places?
So it's definitely a benefit to be locally owned. Our owner knows what's important in Douglas County to the people of Douglas County, and we really try to emphasize Douglas County news. Yes, we know there's been a lot of newspaper layoffs at bigger conglomerately owned newspapers, and we are actually growing our staff, which is wonderful. And we don't have someone, you know, in a different state putting our newspaper together. We try to do that all in-house, and the same with our reporters. We all live and work in Douglas County.
All right, National Newspaper Week, and I know you'll be sharing some things in today's print edition, right?
Correct. Yes, we have an editorial today on the importance of National Newspaper Week, and also we have social media campaigns started yesterday on National Newspaper Week, and will continue throughout the week as well.
All right, Sana Godfrey, the managing editor of the News Review. Thanks for being on the radio.
Thank you.
8:41 at the Morning Report.